Morning Show on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning. My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there. Hi.
Chelsea. Every year around this time, we need to issue a warning for those pranksters right around April Fool's. And there is no prankster, self-described veteran of the sport of pranking people, quite like Susan.
She's the grandmother.
My favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
Yeah, so Susan had this grand scheme that she was going to pull for April Fool's.
I do April Fool's Day jokes all the time, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's where Susan. We're starting.
She's got prefaces.
Listen, she's a pro.
This year would be the best yet, a prank for her sister.
All right, what's her sister Helen in for?
Sister.
I was doing an April Fool's joke.
Of course she was.
Ben, oh my gosh.
Hang on.
I said, Helen.
Helen.
I shot my husband.
No, no.
I'm cleaning up the mess. No. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
So she calls her sister Helen and says, hey, Helen, I just murdered my husband and now I'm burying the body.
Hysterical, right?
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Okay, 0 to 60 in 2.2.
I know. Sister Helen called another family member.
Yeah.
Somebody called 911.
Yeah.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
And you know what? They responded pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Their response was excellent.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Okay, now we got to start asking the neighbors.
Yeah.
The neighbors have got to chime in on what is going down here at Susan's house.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there.
Uh-huh.
Here comes a woman out in a handcuffed her, put her in the car, and I thought, well, what in the world she done?
What in the world has she done?
What's Susan doing?
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what lesson?
Yikes.
Hey, we're going to tie this up with a nice little bow. Susan, is there a moral to this story?
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Smoking
laugh. Oh my God.
Okay.
Did she get arrested? I want to know.
Well, yeah.
She got her. Well, no, she did not get arrested.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Did they just handcuff her and just like let her go?
Yes, they ended up letting her go.
There was law everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of their thing.
The response was excellent.
Well, that's good.
The response
is a 5-star review for the police.
This season of April Fool's. Take Susan's advice.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
I don't know how to feel.